All right, so now we continue with the much grander pop quiz, beginning lap number 3 with question 43. So which duff do we discuss moving non-Muxa items from Muxa items if it's to prevent an uncommon loss? That's on duff. Membez. Good. Number 44. Which duff do we discuss whether a folded cloth is makabel tuma? That's on duff. Chavches. Good. Number 45. Where do we have the question of Rabbi Shimon holds that setting something aside, dachi b'yadayim, makes it muksa? That's on duff. Memhei. Good. Question 46. Where do we have the question whether garments are a 3x3 etzbos, finger breadths, are makabel tuma? That's on duff. Chavav. Good. Number 47. Which duff do we learn that a hand is like its dalad by dalad tfachim, 4x4 tfachim? That's on duff. Hey, good. Number 48. Which duff do we learn about moving shofars and trumpets and have three different shitas? That's on duff. Lamed Vav. Good. Number 49. Which duff do we discuss seeing the bear shel Miriam, the Miriam's well? That's on duff. Lamed Hey, good. Number 50. Which duff do we discuss the centrality of Yerushalayim? That's on duff. Lamed Aleph. Good. Number 51. Where do we learn that strangers can have meat and milk at the same table? That's on duff. Yud Gimel. Good. Number 52. Where do we learn that itron is a problem for Kavod Shabbos because of the smell? That's on duff. Chafei. Great. Number 53. Which duff do we learn about whether the rabbi should treat a hand as a karmelis if it's in a different reshus holding on to something? That's on duff. Gimel. Good. Number 54. Where do we discuss oils and wicks in the base of Migdash? That's on duff. Chafalov. Good. Number 55. Where do we learn about why flax was called a tree? What the source of that was? That's on duff. Chavzayin. Great. Number 56. Where do we have the question of my Hanukkah? That's on duff. Chafav. Good. Number 57. Where are we going? A tree branch gets the status of the trunk. That's on duff. Dalad. Good. Number 58. Where do we learn about placing food in an oven Erev Shabbos? That's on duff. Yudches. Great. Number 59. Where do the question of precedence in terms of somebody having limited funds, Kiddush or Menorah? That's on duff. Chav Gimel. Great. Question number 60. Which duff do we have the halachas related to a muchni, a removable wheel of a wagon? That's on duff. Memdalad. Good. Number 61. Which duff do we learn that there's yalva yavo on days with musaf? That's on duff. Chavdalad. Good. Number 62. Which duff do we discuss roasting an egg next to a kettle? That's on duff. Lamed Ches. Good. And finishing up lap number 3. With question number 63, which duff do we learn about the 4 rishuyos, the 4 domains? That's on duff. Vav. Good. Excellent. Beginning lap number 4 with question 64. Which duff are we introduced to Machal Ben Drosai? That's on duff. Chaf. Good. Number 65. Which duff do we learn about Hananya's view regarding leaving food on Akira? That's on duff. Lamed Vav. Good. Number 66. Which duff do we learn about the depth of government thinking that one will never be able to fathom their considerations? That's on duff. Yud Aleph. Good. Number 67. Where do we discuss removing dough from an oven wall? That's on duff. Dalad. Good. Number 68. Which duff do we discuss the number of brachas that are recited on the menorah for one who lights it or one who sees it? That's on duff. Chav Gimel. Great. Number 69. Which duff do we discuss a craftsman carrying his tools in the way that he carries them, even though it's unusual for other people, he would be chayiv for that carrying on Shabbos? That's on duff. Yudav. Good. Number 70. Where do we discuss tzri, balsam oil, and lighting with it? That's on duff. Chav Vav. Good. Number 71. Which duff do we learn that Rava says yitzios in the Mishnah is referring to rishuyos? Domains, that's on duff. Bays, good. Number 72. Where do we learn about replanting Tamei Truma that the new plant, new growth is Tameh. That's on Daf. Yud Zayin. Good. Number 73. Which Daf are we introduced to the Yud Ches Devarim, the 18 enactments? That's on Daf. Yud Gimel. Good. Number 74. Which Daf are we going to the menorah is invalid if it's 20 amos or higher? That's on Daf. Chabez. Great. Number 75. Which Daf are we going about Muksa Machmas Mius? That's on Daf. Memdalad. Good. Number 76. Which Daf are we going about setting something aside at Beinah Shmashos makes it Muksa for all of Shabbos? That's on Daf. Mem Gimel, good. Number 77. Which Daf doing the Tanakh Pasal's Truma? That's on Daf. Yadalad. Great. Number 78. Which Daf do we discuss a cure that flared up after Ketumah? That's on Daf. Lamed Zayin. Good. Number 79. Which Daf do we learn about the 8 cases which teach us about the Malach of Otsah that requires Akira and Hanacha? That's on Daf. Bays. Great. Number 80. Which Daf do we learn that all of Gephas radiates heat upwards where Sesame Gephas does not? That's on Daf. Mem Zayin. Good. Number 81. Which Daf do we learn that Rabbi Yehuda holds that two walls, two mechitzas, create a Rishus Yachid? That's on Daf. Vav. Great. Number 82. Which Daf do we learn about the decree about showering after going to a mikvah? That's on Daf. Yadalad. Good. Number 83. Which Daf do we learn why it's permitted to put a vessel under a lamp to catch the sparks? That's on Daf. Mem Zayin. Great. And finishing up lab number 4 with question number 84. Which Daf do we learn about Elisha Balkanafine? That's on Daf. Mem Tes. Great. That completes lab number 4. In the next session, we'll go through labs 5 and 6.